Pistachios have always been known to be alternate bearing, meaning a good strong crop one year and a light crop the other, coming back with a nice strong crop. But now it's not really that easy to see those differences. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. We spoke to Craig Carlson, a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County, about that. We asked him what's going on with it.
Yeah, it's becoming harder to tell, and we think that to some degree might be due to our newer rootstocks. They don't seem to have the alternate bearing that the PG1 had, and especially the Atlantica had. So we seem to get more even yields between years, but it's still substantial. I mean, before it might be 500 pounds per acre on a mature tree, then going to 6,000, you know. But now we may be more around the 1,500, 2,000 range. And then
around 4,000 pounds the next year.
Which makes it much simpler for marketing the crop, because before it was feast or famine. You know, you had too many pistachios to sell, and the next year you didn't have enough. So.
Carlson said the reason for alternate bearing is not well known.
It has something to do with the carbohydrate supply. It looks like that pistachio tends to be able to store a lot of carbohydrate in the tree. You know, that's a product of photosynthesis, but it just doesn't seem to be able to balance the load. So when there's plenty of carbohydrate, we get a lot of nut fill. And then the next year, even though they're still photosynthesizing that year, they don't have the storage it was used the previous year.
There it is, alternate bearing in pistachios. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.